Okay, we're recording now in your own time.
Last Tuesday night, I watched Panorama, Undercover Care That Abuse Exposed, about the abuse of people with learning disabilities at the Winterbourne View care home. I couldn't believe what I saw. It has been described in one petition to the government as the Guantanamo-like treatment of disabled people, which I guess says it all to anyone who's heard of Guantanamo. I came away wondering how human beings can treat other human beings in that way. Even worse, they were carers, supposed to be in a position of authority. They were supposed to have a duty of care to their patients, like the one that teachers have to their students. Is this one case a sign of a wider problem in the care industry? It's a worrying thought that things like this are still happening and being allowed to happen in a place like the UK, where there are so many laws, rules and regulations which are supposed to be protecting the most vulnerable. The programme clearly shows that staff at such places need to be better trained to understand the needs of the people they care for. Care homes, hospitals and their regulators need to carry out stricter inspections and more unannounced inspections. More notice needs to be taken of any reports of abuse in such institutions. At Winterbourne View, the whistleblower was ignored for far too long by his managers and by the Care Quality Commission. Care homes and hospitals also need to start using strict whistleblowing policies. Whistleblowers should be allowed to remain anonymous to reduce fear of bullying within the job or even losing the job. As hard as the program was for anyone to watch, I'm really glad the investigation happened and was shown on Panorama. The program got a lot of media coverage last week. The Department of Health has promised an urgent review into the case of Winterbourne View. The Care Quality Commission has been asked to carry out unannounced inspections of other similar places. Staff members have been suspended. This is all because of the reputation and popularity of Panorama. It actually made me think that maybe every campaigner has to go undercover and go on Panorama to be listened to. I really hope some people who are planning to become carers in such places saw the programme. I hope it shocked them as much as it shocked anyone else. Most of all, I hope it makes any professional working with disabled people think very hard about how they treat their patients. For anyone who missed the programme, it's available on BBC iPlayer for a year. There's also a wonderful piece written by Callia Franken of The Broken of Britain, which sums the whole issue up in a very creative way. It's called Imagine You're Four, and it's available on their website, or mine, which, as always, is www.samedifference1.com. There's also a link to the petition I mentioned before on Same Difference, in case anyone wants more details about that.